Making our way through a Monday afternoon, it's time for our first coach's show of the day with the first-year softball coach over at Grundy R5 in Kylie Littleton. They open their season Friday with a loss at Linn County. They will have a trip to Winston tomorrow and have Mercer visiting. I believe it's Galt, so we'll double-check that here with Coach Littleton. Mercer Grundy at Grundy will be Wednesday of this week. Coach, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing really well. First chance to kind of get updated on some of the action over at Grundy this fall. What do the numbers look like with your program this year? They look pretty good.
Yeah, they're definitely good now that we have combined schools with Newtown. We are definitely working with what we got and making the best of it.
So are we looking, you know, obviously you need 9 to really have a team. Are you looking like 13 to 15 in that area?
No, we're looking at about 11.
So just enough. You just don't want any injuries at that point.
Exactly.
Coming off of Linn County as a 15-5 loss on Friday, how did you get your offense going, Coach? Was it early? Did you ever have the lead? What was the ebb and flows of that game like?
Well, first inning was rough, but we got out of it pretty quickly. And then we were able to score 2, I think, in the second, and then 3. We got a good lead on them. It was 5-4 going into the fourth inning. And then we slowly, they were just slowly gaining points on us, hitting it in the gap, small fielding errors, such and such. All things that we have to work on.
Yeah, so you have a to-do list then for practice at the end of school today.
Yes, definitely.
As you look at your team, Coach, where do you feel like, where is the strength of your team right now offensively? Do you have the ability to hit for power or speed? Where does the offense come from your group of 9?
Mostly we're worried about just simple base runs. We're not really trying to get any good power hits. We're trying to make smart plays, some good bunts. I've got some fast girls. I've got some power hitters, so we're definitely going to work on that today at practice, making contact with the ball, and mostly just low and hard hits where we can get on the base.
Halfway through the game, you had a lead against, by all indications, a pretty good opponent in Linn County on the road. So the last half of the game, obviously, you get outscored 11-0. That didn't go the way you wanted to, but you kind of look at it and say, yeah, you know, that first 4 innings, that was okay for us. If we just look at that as a 4-inning game, we got some things to build on.
Yeah, for sure. It's just, it's mostly closing the chapter. You know, it's, we've got to be able to finish strong, just as we did at the beginning of the game. We've got to come in and we can't be like, oh, we're 1 point ahead. A lot of the girls got overly excited because they hadn't been ahead like that in a long time, and I think nerves got the best of us. Yes.
How much do you see it too? And I know I've seen this. You see, you're on such kind of a natural high, and then all of a sudden, you're down 8-5, 9-5, 10-5, and things just kind of crash to the earth, don't they?
Yeah, it does. It's definitely a bummer. You're slowly sitting them watching their faces go further and further down and watching their heads go down. It's just wanted to give them, they've been through a lot, so wanted to give them that little ray of hope winning that first game. But I think first game jitters just got the best of us, and we got overly excited too quickly. And we just need to learn to finish strong.
What's the breakdown in, you have 11, I would assume most of them are Grundy kids, a couple from Newtown, or is it more even? Is it kind of more of a 50-50 match between the schools?
It's definitely 50-50 this year. About the same amount of girls from each side.
Outstanding. Pitching-wise, do you have some depth there, or you know, different options that you can go to from the pitching rubber, or are you generally looking at just having 1 or 2 throw the majority of innings this year?
Well, I had Reigns finish out the entire game. She was definitely battling and doing a really good job, and there were some calls that we didn't all agree on, and the strike zone was very small, but she handled it beautifully, and she didn't give up at all. We do have Carly Smith, who also is pitching. She's going to hopefully pitch this next game a little bit, depending on how things go, but I've got about one or two strong pitchers.
As I kind of look at the HDC, and I think Mercer has a nice club this year. We'll find out more about them as they play Putnam tonight, obviously. But You get Winston tomorrow, you know, Mercer then the next day. I don't know necessarily what Tri-County has yet. Gilman's in that group. The conference kind of looks like it's wide open this year, and do you kind of have that same feeling that I want the girls to have the confidence that they can go out and they can play with anybody in this conference this year?
Yes. I mean, it's a hit or miss. Sometimes some teams have a bad day and we have a really good day, or vice versa. I think that we could have won the game at Linn County. We just, you know, our nerves got the best of us, but I mean, tomorrow is our second game, and now we already know what to prepare for, and I don't know what exactly we're going up against Winston, but we'll figure it out soon.
Yeah, and I know there's four, I found this out last week, there's four girls that went out for softball at Pattonsburg, not enough for a team, so they're co-oping with Winston. That'll make, you know, that'll make that Winston team, I'd assume, pretty tough. Mercer,
yes,
then
definitely strong.
I wanted to double check on this with you because I did ask Mercer, and they thought that the game Wednesday was at Galt. Is that going to be the case?
Yes, the game is a home game.
That is Wednesday night at 5:30. Coach Littleton, appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you again next Monday.
All right, thank you so much.